All right, so picture this. You're super stoked for this new product launch, yeah, from like your favorite company, and you click on their big announcement video, and it's just, well, it's like watching a shaky home video from like the
Oh, I
90s.
know that feeling.
Bad lighting, the audio is all over the place. You just get that instant wave of, ugh, should I even bother?
It's crazy how fast our brains decide if something's credible or not, based on like just what we see and hear.
Seriously. But then you stumble on this other video, maybe a travel vlog or even a tutorial, and bam, it's like cinematic quality.
Totally.
Suddenly you're hooked, even if at first you weren't that interested in the topic.
It's true.
That's the power of good editing. And
Yeah.
these days, it's more important than ever.
Especially now, we are practically drowning in video content everywhere we look.
No kidding.
Anything you create has to be amazing to stand out. It can't just be good enough. Not anymore.
And that, my friends, is where this deep dive comes in.
I like it.
We've got excerpts from this text, bringing your footage to life. And honestly, it's fascinating. Even if
Yeah.
it does kind of read like a sales pitch from this company, Latin Flash.
It's true. It's a little salesy, but there are some golden nuggets in there about why professional editing matters so much. It's
Right.
like we're reverse engineering their expertise or something.
Oh, I love that. So, their first big point, how high the stakes are, they don't beat around the bush at all. They straight up say bad editing can actually hurt you.
Again, it can.
Yeah.
Diminishes brand credibility, the text says.
Ouch.
Think about it. You've got this sleek, modern company and their website. It's like straight out of the early 200s. That's what a poorly edited video feels like now in the digital age.
Ouch, yeah. First impressions, they matter, whether it's a website or your video content, for
Yeah.
sure. What I like is this Latin flash, they don't just say, editing's good, trust us, you know?
Yeah.
They go deeper
Oh, for sure.
into the why.
And they really push that it's so much more than just like cutting clips together.
Right.
It's about crafting a narrative like a movie.
Okay, because even if I can figure out how to, you know, trim clips on my computer, doesn't make me Spielberg or anything.
Right.
So, what does this whole narrative flow actually mean in, say, a business video?
So it's making sure everything works together, the visuals, the sounds. They need to tell a story that's compelling. Think about a video that really grabbed your attention because of the editing. Maybe it was like a fast-paced product reveal with music that builds excitement, or maybe something totally different, like a documentary-style video with those slow, thoughtful cuts, you know, for emotional impact. That's narrative flow.
Okay, so I'm starting to get it. It's like the editing sets the mood as much as the footage itself.
100%.
And they mention how audio is just as important,
Yeah.
which makes sense
Huge.
because a shaky video with good audio, I can probably deal with that.
Oh, yeah.
The other way around, not so much.
Exactly. And you know what they talk about that I think is really important for anyone listening who wants their video content to really stand out? It's that they say you need to align the editing style with your brand.
That's huge, isn't it?
Big time.
It's like having a tailored suit versus like grabbing something off the rack.
I was going to say.
The text talks about how the editing can match the feel of your brand.
Exactly.
Like, think about it. A high energy edit, quick cuts, really upbeat music that might be perfect for, say, a trendy clothing brand
Totally.
trying to reach a younger, hipper audience. Right.
Yeah.
But if you use that same style for like a luxury spa,
Oh no.
yeah, it would feel so off. You'd want something way calmer, maybe nature sounds, smooth transitions to match the vibe.
Completely different, right?
Right. It's almost like you don't even notice the editing when it's done well. It
Exactly.
just feels right
100%.
for the brand, for what they're trying to
Let the
sell.
mark of a good editor, you know? They're kind of invisible, they disappear, but their work makes the whole thing just
Level.
elevated, right?
Speaking of next level, they talk about visual effects and like motion graphics, right? Now, I always think of that stuff as like big budget Hollywood stuff, not my little YouTube channel,
Right.
you know?
I mean, you don't want to go crazy with flashy effects just because you can.
Right.
But the text makes a good point. If you use these elements strategically,
Yeah.
they can actually help people remember the message better.
Oh, really? How so?
Well, think about it. Our brains love new things and movement.
It's true.
So even a subtle visual effect can really grab your attention. It can
Right.
make a point stand out.
It's like a visual exclamation point because
Yes,
it makes you look.
exactly. Or think about a motion graphic, right?
Yeah.
It can take a complex idea and make it visual,
Yeah.
easier to understand and remember.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. It's about using those elements with a purpose.
Exactly. Not just because they look cool.
Not just because they're there.
Right.
Speaking of purpose, they say another thing that's often missed. Optimizing for the platform.
Oh,
What the video is going to be.
right, because a YouTube video is going to be different than an Instagram story.
Night and day. And it's not just obvious stuff like how long it is or the shape of the video. It's about really getting each platform.
Yeah,
Like
okay.
on YouTube, people are usually sitting down to watch, right? So the video might be a little slower. Longer cuts, time for explanation.
Right. Whereas on Instagram, like people are scrolling, scrolling, scrolling.
All day long. So your video's got to grab attention instantly.
Yes.
Quick cuts, text on the screen, that sort of thing. So it's about speaking the right language for the audience, even if that language is visual.
You got it. You know, there was one other thing they mentioned I wanted to get your take on.
Yeah.
Highlight reels.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, before this whole deep dive, I would thought highlight reels, you just take all the best parts, stick them together, done. But now I'm realizing, there's got to be more to it.
Oh, tons more to it. A really good highlight reel. It's like a master class in condensation.
Condensation.
Think about it. You've got a whole weekend conference to get through,
Yeah.
multiple speakers, breakout sessions, the whole shebang.
Right.
And you have to make it exciting, but fit everything into like 60 seconds.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not just about picking like the best moments. It's got to be more than that.
Way more. You got to understand what the event was really about. Like, what were the key takeaways?
Right.
Then you find the absolute best shots and sounds to communicate that fast.
Wow. That's it's like a haiku of editing. Every single thing has to be meaningful.
Absolutely. And you know what else stood out to me?
What's that?
They're really big on collaboration,
Oh, yeah.
working with a client.
Okay, yeah.
They say it shouldn't be like, here's the footage, make something cool.
Right. You don't want to just hand it off
Exactly.
because you know your brand better than anybody,
Right.
right?
Your message, your goals for the video.
Yes.
A good editor doesn't want to edit for you.
Yeah.
They want to work with you to understand your vision, the audience.
So they can bring their expertise, but in a way that actually like serves the project.
Exactly.
So it's a true partnership.
100%.
You're both working together to make this vision a reality, which makes sense. You know, if I'm hiring someone, I want to feel like they get it,
Right.
what I'm going for, even if I don't know all the fancy
It's
terms.
like any creative thing.
Yeah.
You want someone who speaks the language, but also the heart of it right here.
Exactly. Speaking to my heart, they said Latin Flash delivers on time and on budget.
Important.
And as someone who's always juggling deadlines, music to my
That's
ears.
what you want, right?
Oh, yeah.
Creative and
Yeah.
practical.
Like, it's great if you're an editing wizard, but not if I'm getting the video 3 weeks late and like triple the price. Okay, so we've covered a lot about why pro editing matters. But say you're listening and you're thinking, this is all good, but I'm not making a Hollywood movie here.
Right.
What's like the one thing you should take away from all this?
You know, even if you never hire an editor yourself, just knowing this stuff is so helpful.
Really? How so?
Because now, when you're watching videos online, a company promo, a YouTube tutorial, whatever,
Yeah.
you'll start noticing things.
They good and bad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You'll see a cool transition and think, ooh, they did that to emphasize that point.
I can see that.
Or you'll notice when a video feels off because the pacing's all weird.
Yeah.
It's like anything else, the more you learn,
The more you see.
start to appreciate the
So
details.
it's like instead of just watching, you're actively learning.
Exactly. You're not just consuming, you're like analyzing,
Right.
maybe even getting inspired for your own stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
And then maybe someday you decide to hire an editor or you want to get better at it yourself.
Right.
You've got this foundation
You
right.
know what to look for. Yeah. You know the questions to ask. What makes a video really work?
I love that. So it's like, it's not just about the videos themselves. It's about being a smarter viewer.
Yeah.
In this world, it's just
So visual.
all about the visuals now, dude.
Exactly. Who knows? Maybe you'll even start to see these editing things in movies and TV shows you watch.
Oh, that's cool.
It's like a whole new world opens up.
I like it. A great note to end on.
Yeah.
Feeling inspired to look a little deeper at all those videos we watch. Well, thanks for the deep dive. It's been fun. My pleasure. Always happy to geek out about good editing.